That is not a lie. So coming up next to the stage, a newcomer to the Your Story stage, but certainly not a newcomer to storytelling. He is a conceptual artist, a designer, a developer, and a podcaster at Open Ended, another wonderful part of the Chicago Podcast Co-op. This is James T. Green.
As I thought about what I wanted to share here about beginnings, I thought about pivotal moments that circled my life. I can't think of a more important moment till the moment where I finally began to love my body. The story right here is called The Shorts. 3 years ago, I first got my first bike, and I rode it around year-round ever since. Riding around, I quickly realized that my butt got hot a lot, and you know you get that swass that happens like in between your butt cheeks? Especially if you got like an old bike. I couldn't bike around with jeans anymore. So I was like, all right, I need to get a pair of shorts. I was super nervous because it was the first time I've worn shorts since I was 16. And the latest fashion statement were those shorts that you zipped off at the kneecap. So needless to say, I was like, all right, I have better fashion sense now. You can probably see that. So I went down to Pilsen Vintage and Thrift and found this beautiful pair of royal blue shorts. They were super soft to the touch. They stretched when I rotated my leg, and they were wide enough where they didn't feel like they vice gripped on my thighs. And they were a length that was a little shorter than I was used to. So, you know, I was definitely more comfortable, but it was a little bit uncomfortable in a way. But I really liked the way I looked in them. So I took the shorts on their first ever inaugural bike ride. It was a nice, crisp, late summer morning, so the streets were filled of those annoying kids that block the walkways when they're crossing the streets. So I was crossing Blue Island and 18th, heading on over to my job at the time. And as I was passing the annoying group of the kids, three of them called out, "Hey man, you shouldn't be wearing those shorts. You shouldn't be wearing those. Those are way too short, dude." After they said that, I biked over to the nearest block, and I got off my bike, and I just started crying. This confidence pedestal that I was on just crumbled and went into quicksand. And I just made sure I was out of their visibility, and I just didn't feel good about myself. My old body dysmorphia knocked on the door and broke the window, and I didn't answer it. When I got back home from work, I folded the shorts up, and I didn't wear them for another week. I always had this weird relationship with my body, but it never became so apparent until those teenagers said that really rude thing to me as I was biking past them. It also brought up all the triggering thoughts whenever I go out and I order a really fire-looking beet and feta like salad, and then the server just says, "Oh, that's it?" It's those same internal tears that come when I come across another online essay or social media post that dismisses me as wrong, a problem, or something that needs to be fixed. A couple days later, I took inventory of myself. I looked at all the piercings across my body, the tattoos all across my skin, and this collaboration of muscle, fat, and bone that make up the humanity of my being. I felt the pieces of fabric that surrounded every day and protected from the elements. I began to see everything at their face value, the work of art that is my presence and the other mortal works of art that surround me daily. Works of sculpture that stand, sit, ride bikes, run, sleep, shit, make mistakes. I took ownership of myself and said, "Damn it, I feel good and I'm going to embrace every fucking moment of it." Eventually, those shorts ripped 2 years later. I immediately picked up a new pair after. Same length, but this time in a bright red. And even though it's too cold to wear them today, I've worn them every summer since. Thanks.
Thank you, James. It was fantastic. Guys, please, everybody, go download Open Ended and listen to it on your commute home. You will not regret.